Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 7:05 in the morning here on the 2nd of February, 2021. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Ashley's at the helm with the weather.
Good morning. Happy National Tater Tot Day.
Oh, don't go there.
I am totally going there. I'm going to Maxwell's for lunch today, and I intend to have tater tots.
Well, Tuesday is half-price hamburgers.
Okay, another great way to celebrate.
Half-price hamburgers, and you can get tater tots.
Perfect.
And, you know, my mom used to serve tater tots, and then I went through decades, decades without tater tots.
That's tragic.
And then I discovered, I mean decades, then I discovered them down at Maxwell's, and they make great tater tots.
They do.
I think they're already made, obviously.
So,
but they warm them perfectly.
Yes. They're some of my favorites for sure. And with it being a rainy day today, it's going to be even better. We're looking at 52 degrees outside currently out at the airport, with rain definitely happening in most parts of the North State. For the rest of today, we have about a 50% chance of rain. And things are going to clear up a little bit tonight with a low of 33, so it might get a little chilly, but we will have more rain to warm it up tomorrow with a high of 53 today and 46 tomorrow, dropping down just below freezing Wednesday night, and then we should be clear for the rest of the week. We're oscillating between the low 30s and up to 66 on Saturday. Practically balmy.
Wow.
Yeah, but we got a couple of days of rain first.
Okay. All right. Hey, the weather's brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson has been in the business well over two decades, and they are a veteran-owned business to give discounts to seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. Now, it's not just the gas, because all the gas comes out of one big tank. It's the personal service they give to all of their customers. They've grown, plus the fact that Shasta Gas Propane has won a statewide award for hiring veterans. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. I mean, competing throughout California, they win it for the work they do with veterans and hiring veterans. Okay, today we've got a couple of guests, Jeff Dunning, who is calling in, or we're calling him, to discuss some of the things that are happening on the national stage, and then Judy Maxwell is going to come in and talk about insurance in this coming year. But also I'm going to ask her, if I can, about this GameStop. Because I understand it kind of. Somebody said that their wife explained it with, what was it? It was salt and pepper shakers and things like this.
My brother
things
used apples at the farmer's market when he was explaining it to me.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You were telling me that he used vegetables or something, right?
Apples, yeah.
Apples to explain how GameStop and what happened there, and how the people off of this website called Reddit. And Reddit has everything on it, because I looked it up. It's got everything on it, from cooking and recipes and stock, all these different threads, all these different things, to porn. It's got everything on there.
Yeah.
But they gathered, they got into this one chat room and started talking about it, and then they did it. And they probably cost some of these billion-dollar hedge funds millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Plus, they made some money on it. So we're going to, if you've been kind of reading about it, hopefully that Judy will be able to explain it a little bit better. Otherwise, I'm going to have to actually study it and tell you what happened with it.
I can send you the conversation that my brother and I had, because he helped it make sense to me, and I'm very illiterate in the stock market.
These are day traders,
and
they buy little amounts because they don't have any money. They don't have lots of money. But when you get thousands of them buying one stock, it runs the stock price up. GameStop went up 1,700%.
Well, the way that screwed, as I understand it, the way that screwed the rich people, the hedge funds, is they are obligated to buy back the stock after a certain amount of time.
Well, it's because they sell it short.
Mm-hmm.
They buy it short, and they expect it that it's going to they have to then buy the stock to sell it. But mm-hmm. but they get lots of shares for, you know, they say they're going to, you know, buy it. Well, when it went up dramatically,
mm-hmm.
now they're stuck because now they have to buy it.
And the way how the apples come in is my brother basically said that all of the Reddit users, are holding on to all of the apples in the farmer's market, and they're obligated, the hedge fund managers are obligated to purchase apples only from them, and they're refusing to sell. So they are breaking the law because there is nothing for them to purchase. So they put the hedge fund in a catch-22 because they're holding on to all the apples in the farmer's market. It was an interesting way to look at the whole scenario when you basically...
Well, I guess that makes sense.
It made sense to me anyway.
Yeah. Okay. A lot of things. We've got, like I said, we've got a full show today. And the first thing is I want to talk about a place right here in town. There's been an advertiser with us, and they're really great people. That's the people who own Kelly's Pub. And Kelly's Pub and Wine Bar used to be located kind of on the side of a small strip mall off of Hilltop. Really nice place. They had their regular jobs, and they'd work in it at night. But then they bought it. Right after they had bought it, the car fire hits. So that was an impact. So they're working hard. They're putting their money into it. And then COVID hits. Wow. So they right before COVID hit, though, they were going to move to a better place across the street where people could see it. Because you couldn't actually see it. You had to know mm-hmm. where it was at and had to look for it. And they endured. They endured and they endured. But now things are kind of getting tight here. So a number of people, and their names are Robert and Rhonda Hansen. It's a story in the Record Searchlight. But it was when they hit the pandemic, they couldn't survive in that location. So they were moving over. They got a great lease. But now they're trying to get the place fixed up. So they started, and they didn't. One of their friends started a GoFundMe account called Don't Let Kelly's Pub Slip Through the Cracks. And they need something like $10,000 toward the fundraising goal. And they've raised probably close to four now. And she's had cancer. He's had knee surgeries. So, that's where a lot of their money has gone. So it's kind of... the people, they do a lot for our community. They support our communities. They have Pint Night where, all the money goes to the to that charity or that 501. So if you get a chance, GoFundMe, and it's called Don't Let Kelly's Pub Slip Through the Cracks. I thought that was,
My mind. They've done stuff with Haven Humane before.
Relay for Life, Cool April Nights, volunteer roles with Redding and Anderson Chambers, Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, not to mention their countless Pint Night fundraisers. So here's a couple that's been giving back to our community. And if you haven't been to Kelly's Pub and Grill or Pub and Wine Bar, you've missed out. So now it's just a great place to go to and enjoy yourself. They have, all different things there. So, okay, we're going to take a quick break. We come back, we're going to talk about why the Democrats are turning on Newsom. Ta-da. It's just the fact that it's taken Dems a little bit longer because he's a Democrat, to figure out that... But we'll talk about that when we get back. And also, Groundhog Day. All of this when we get back after this break. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. Sleep Number. Every so often, when you travel or something and you go out and you sleep on another bed, you don't realize how good Sleep Number is until you do that. Sleep Number has a special system in there. Of course, it's run by air, and you can, your bed has two separate sides to it that you can pick the firmness that you want. For example, my sleep number setting last night was 50. Linda's sleep number setting last night was 40. If I have to change my setting, I could take it all the way up to 100 and all the way down to zero if I want to feel cuddly with the bed hugging you like that. But the sleep you get is phenomenal. And right now, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss the weekend special. Save $1,000 on the Queen Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, plus free premium delivery and setup when you add a base. Ends Monday, only at the Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Of course, our Sleep Number store is over in the Target Shopping Center, and I heartily recommend you going over there. Laying down in a bed, and they've got this thing set up with a computer. You can see where the where you're laying, and it's rubbing against you, and it could be a problem with sleeping, or it could make your sleep not as comfortable as it could be, and how Sleep Number can fix that. Sleep Number, 7:16 in the morning. We'll be right back.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You want to be where you can see, our troubles are all the same. You want to be where everybody knows your name.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by free fire radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Zip on over to Drip, now open at 2766 Falls Ferry Road in Anderson, next to Anytime Fitness. Drip features healthy and delicious drinks and shakes. Drip offers energy teas packed with antioxidants, delicious full meal replacement shakes, coffee loaded with protein, power oats, energy drinks, and so much more. Drip is open Monday through Friday from 7 to 7 and weekends 8 to 4. Stop by today, 2766 Falls Ferry Road in Anderson. Zip on over to the Drip.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Free Fire Radio, it's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Yeah, any way you want it, that's the way you'll get it. I love that. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by SST Oil, and that's what they mean. You want a Toyo water heater, or a Toyo heater, or a monitor heater. If that's what you want, that's what you're going to have. And then they're going to keep it filled with kerosene to keep your house warm, to keep your water hot. SST Oil has been around since 1967, kind of been working under the, they're the kind of business that is just truly successful. It has grown. They provide oil and gas and all types of fuel throughout the western United States. They're there in the front lines when we're fighting fires. They provide the jet fuel for all the aircraft that fight the fires, all the fuel that the firemen are using, the firefighters are using up on the front lines. Plus the fact of keeping our area and other areas like this warm during the winter. SST Oil, like I said, they've been around since 1967. It's an employee-owned company, and they're always looking for good employees, always looking for drivers. Of course, their motto is remembering our past and looking to the future. SST Oil. Okay, Gavin Newsom is...
Shame.
I'm sorry. Shame. Is it every time I see shame. Gavin Newsom, it just plays. That just plays. Governor Newsom, who is, of course, under attack, under a recall, is now being criticized by the Democrats over his COVID-9 response. You know, we have our vaccine rollout has been absolutely horrendous here. He's been fending off the attacks from the Republicans, of course. You got to expect that. He's now dealing with Democrats from his own party over his handling of the coronavirus pandemic. Why? Well, you know, even though they've been reluctant to talk out or criticize the governor, because he is the governor, a number of prominent Democrats and Democratic operatives began to openly voice some of their frustrations. The lack of transparency in the Newsom government. I mean, it's so many things. I mean, he's done so many stupid things. But the latest was that he refused to publicly release the data on why Newsom is basing his orders of shutdowns. And the reason was we... Californians, his constituents, would just be confused. We're not smart enough to figure it out. And even his own people are saying, I would have loved to have had a better understanding, this is from Assemblywoman, of the rationale behind a lot of these decisions and the data behind them. I think the public should know the data as well. It would make people feel at least comfortable with the different executive actions that are handed down in the different orders. Remember when he shut down everything on a Monday at noon without letting anybody, without any warnings, shutting down all the restaurants, shutting everything down after they, you know, costing, you know, small businesses hundreds of millions of dollars in food they had bought, in salaries, and all of these things. And there was, he just did it. It's like on a whim. That's just one of the many things that he's done. And the Department of Public Safety says that they need to do a better job of informing the public why his administration makes more major decisions, particularly when it involves reversing or imposing a new lockdown order. He can't communicate. This is what the another one of the people said from the Health and Human Services. He can't communicate what he means. He's hard to understand, and why he doesn't. He doesn't explain things. Well, there's more and more of these petitions going around, and they're getting really close to having the number it's going to take to recall him. And Kevin Faulkner, who is the mayor of San Diego, said, I'm running against him. I'm going to run against him. He's a Republican. He's not a conservative Republican by any means. You can't be a truly real conservative Republican and run in California. But you got to be able to offer something.
That's my main issue right there. Yeah. Is, oh, this location, you can't be this.
Well, it's going to be, let me put it this way. It would be tough. However, if you have a fiscally conservative governor and one who is against sanctuary cities, because I, frankly, I don't think sanctuary cities and all, you know, is that big a thing when it comes to voting. It's just for people who don't believe in having sanctuary cities where people get off without being punished for things. Like Garcetti has, or the new DA down in LA. He won't send a DA back. You know, somebody's been put in jail for life, and now he's coming up for parole. You know, it's been 20 years. A DA would go down there on particular, yeah, and would say why he shouldn't be turned loose, why he or she shouldn't be turned loose. Well, the DA from LA is not letting his the head DA is not letting the his deputies go and tell the parole board why this guy should stay in prison. The families have to go down there by themselves. One person can go in there and talk about it. I mean, it's just this whole thing.
Do we not
thing.
Have the right to an attorney?
Obviously not. Anyway, another reason that he, of course, is in trouble. Now, today is Groundhog Day. It's still Groundhog Day. I got you, babe. If you ever watched the movie Groundhog, every day Bill Murray woke up to that same song. This one by Sonny and Cher. Now, you have to ask yourself, if you have not seen Groundhog Day, you need to do it. The story is Bill Murray, who is a very obnoxious, unlikable kind of newscaster, is going, a newsman, or not newsman, but a weather forecaster, goes to Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, and to the day that Phil comes out, and it's whether he's going to be six more weeks of winter or spring is on its way. Well, he's so obnoxious that every morning he wakes up to the same song, to the same day, exactly. And then, I don't want to give away too much of this, but every day is the same. And he gets, he can't kill himself. He can't, he steals Phil one time, and they go for a, you know, the police chasing him, and, I mean, the whole thing. But he can't die, because the next morning he wakes up to the same song. Everything is exactly the same, except he hasn't changed. He knows what's going on. And over the space of the movie, he does things like he robs an armored car because he knows exactly what's going on. And he walks up when they turn and they're talking to a lady that's come up to say hello. He just walks in, grabs two bags of money and walks out because he knows it makes no difference. If you haven't seen Groundhog Day, you need to. But anyway, Phil today said
that he saw his shadow, which means six more weeks of winter.
Six more weeks of winter. What can I say, my friends?
Which, let's be real, we can use all the rain we can get.
We could. In fact, all this rain we like because hopefully there's snow up in the higher elevations,
Yep. Which
means our snowpack. Wouldn't it be great to have like a 100-foot snowpack?
That would be great.
Yes. I don't think we're going to get there. But
the eastern mountains are looking to get a little bit of snow, especially okay. The ultra-high elevations in the mountaintops. But mostly there's no chance for the valley, even though we're looking at breaking freezing tonight.
Okay. All right. Okay. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back after that with our guest. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction is teaching in 46 different locations in California. It is the most complete CCW training. Not only basic CCW, but if you just want to learn how to use a pistol safely, there's a class for that. If you want to improve your marksmanship, there's classes for that. There's classes for a tactical rifle, for shotgun, even unarmed combat. All of these are under Northern Firearms Instruction. Go to countyccw.com. That's countyccw.com, or give them a call at 530-999-1822. We'll be right back.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's 7:33 here on the 2nd of February, and it's going to rain today, weather reports. I guess I can say that. It's going to rain today. Yep. It's going to rain tomorrow. It'll start clearing up after that. But stand by for some thunderstorms today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. And Cornerstone Community Bank is bringing us this segment of the show. Community-oriented, you could say that. They're locally owned, locally run. They have a local board of directors here, three branches, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, one at 1845 California Street in downtown Reading, and, of course, the main branch at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the O'Reilly Shopping Center. Even during all this pandemic, fires, and everything else that hit us up here in the North State, they are still moving local dreams forward. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. On the phone, we have Judd Dunning, and Judd is a national level author. He hosts shows, he writes books, he waves the flag for the conservative side, even though he started as a liberal many years ago. Good morning, Judd.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. Hey, I saw your article and I said, you know what, I got to see if I can get this guy on the show. But how'd you go from a liberal to conservative, to being a conservative activist?
Yeah. Truth, history, and facts. You know?
Oh, that's usually good.
I mean, let's just break up. We can just stop right there. It's been a great interview. Constitution, Bible, and the Declaration of Independence. It's great coming. No, you know, I mean, when you dig into the reality of how government actually works, if you understand the Neoplatonic, natural law, Enlightenment-inspired, English law-inspired beauty of America, everything just becomes pretty practical. We really are based on individual liberty and freedom. And, you know, I just woke up. I was programmed radically at Colorado State University. I didn't have one conservative teacher during that period of time. And then I went to Hollywood. And, you know, the soap there is powerful. My brain was powerfully washed. And then 9/11 came, and I reevaluated my entire system. You know, I'd never seen war on domestic soil. And a Buddhist hawk who I'd been studying with for years. I'm a Christian with Jewish kids and a Buddhist wife, which which makes us Californian. And I was studying with this amazing Buddhist man who I never thought would be a neocon and a hawk and a conservative. And I was in this book club, and he said, I need to talk to you. And we sat down in the garden for hours, and, you know, he changed my perspective.
Well, you know, so from there, but then you got more and more involved in it. Where you actually, it's one thing to, you know, for somebody to be a conservative, but usually the conservatives are the ones that are, they do their, you know, they go to work, they do their jobs, and frankly, they just want to be left alone. But you took it a step further that you wanted to share this and to let people know is because you're conservative doesn't mean you're a jerk.
Thank you, Trump, right? I mean, Trump energized and awoke and shook off the McCain and Romney off of our party. You know, he's being bastardized by, you know, false media, false lies, the manipulation of false science, gaslighting, and media with the support of big tech. But we really needed the Donald J. Trump energy to conservatism. It was the most exciting thing since Buckley. We all got excited about being great, hard workers, and standing in excellence. I remember when Obama was in front of, right before I kind of really got into a lot of this, a little bit after, Obama was at the UN telling us how much we sucked, you know, and I'm like, well, it doesn't feel very, could you not do that in front of everybody else, Dad? Could you take me into the side room and shame me privately?
Yeah, what kind of leadership? You know? Leadership, if you praise in public and you chew them out in private, so.
Yeah.
No, I understand. I had not thought of it that way, but it makes perfect sense to me. We're with Judd Dunning right now. He's written an article called Biden's Call for Unity Means Surrender Conformity, but Can Be Beat. And you start off the article in the beginning days of the Biden administration, five military flags have been removed from the Oval Office. National Guardsmen sleeping on garage floors. Antifa is still burning down Portland, Oregon, and Seattle, Washington. His stopping the oil and the fracking and the oil exploration.
Nightmare.
There goes energy independence. The glass ceiling for girls with the progressive transgender programs, which says that if you declare yourself a female, you can participate in female sports. What are the things that what do you believe is the most egregious thing that he's done in the first week or two?
I think he's violated America's trust greater than any single executive order. Unity, as I said, unity means surrender and conformity backed by a metaculture of cancel culture. What is cancel culture? Cancel is a group of laws outside of the law that have civil and social repercussions and harm to those that don't comply. So he's really got a lot of people behind him. And he said clearly, hey, executive orders are dictatorial himself. And then he just went ahead and executed them. You know, I remember when Pence said that Biden is a Trojan horse for the radical left. I disagree. He's like a mad cow right now. I mean, he's frothing all over. But he's smiling. And in the meantime, for any of us to consider that there's something else going on, is treasonous, seditionist, racist, all the same dialogue is running in the subculture. And then you have this, you have conservatives running scared. I liken this whole situation to being in a bad relationship with a bad boyfriend or girlfriend, right? You know, the Electoral College, they started reading all your emails. And then the Mueller report, they boiled your cat. The impeachment, right? They stabbed you. And then you can, you know, keep going into the 25th Amendment. They, you know, they burned down your house. And then we turn around and a lot of our GOP is saying, hey, it's okay, honey. I know you were just upset. It was your Memphis. Whatever. You know, we have to look into the reality of this. People say, oh, well, that's not the way forward. Suddenly we're supposed to be, the find the middle ground party. I absolutely disagree. I'm not calling for revolution. I'm calling for context, clarity, and just practicality. We are the party of context, and history sits in context. Well, the history of the last 4 years is in context, and the left came out and said, hey, you know what? We're not going to play like that anymore. We're not going to play as gentlemen. Conservatives are not going to need to – we can't just hide now, as you said, and do our job. So I think there's a few things that should happen. I was just writing on expanding this article. You know, I think we should create – we should use the law. You know, I'm getting sued. I'm in real estate. I didn't do anything wrong. It happens so often. People get scared. I've been in commercial real estate for years. And, you know, when somebody throws a lawsuit at you, it changes your direction. So I think we should use the legal field as one of our support systems right now, like the Conservative Slander and Defamation Coalition. I think AOC for calling Ted Cruz murderous should immediately be one of our first targets. Murderous?
I think AOC said is that Ted Cruz attempted to murder her.
Attempted to murder her,
and yet if there's no pushback on this from the Democrats.
Exactly. And so we're normalizing that.
And we've normalized, in my opinion, since, you know, before Trump even took office, there was calls for his impeachment. There were the constant attacks from the news media because they had been wrong about the election. The you know, the Hollywood angst of high school dropouts giving us information on how the world should be run, who live in cocoons and little bubbles. All these things that were going on constantly, including, as you mentioned, that impeachment they went on for 3 years and found nothing. Found out that there was nothing there, including, you know, finding out FBI agents had lied and had moved records around, and the FISA courts were all, you know, totally working under bad information, if working at all. All of these things for 4 years. I'm surprised, you know, and for people that, you know, I'm surprised to hear that there are 74 or 5 million racist misogynist, gay hating.
Keep going.
Wait a minute. Let me keep going here. Anti-environment. Want the world to end because of
sexist.
Oh, every, you name
keep
it.
Going.
We're all of them.
All on my wall.
My cousin said the other day on Facebook, and I've taken a sabbatical from Facebook, but I'll read it. Said that you know, talked about Nazis. You know, and I went, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait a minute! You're calling everybody that voted for Trump a Nazi? You know, your brother. Your brother voted for it. Yeah, your brother voted for Trump. She said, "Well, not all." Okay. Anyway, I'm sorry. I had to get that out.
No, it's great. Keep going. I'm with you. I mean, that was the big thing, and you know, in our book, 13 and a half Reasons Why Not to Be a Liberal and How to Enlighten Others, which I encourage people to buy. We wrote it, I wrote it with Eric Gold, helped out. You know, we went through the 13 principles of conservatism and ideology, why somebody would be a liberal conservative. And then we did how to argue in the second half. So it's on Amazon, 13 and a half Reasons Why. Just look up my name, Judd Dunning, as well. Follow me, Judd Dunning. Get to the book.
Hey, Judd.
Know, we went through
Judd,
the practical reasons on this.
Yeah, hey, Judd, let me take a quick break. And then we come back. I'd like to go in for your, you know, that list of priorities for the path forward and the other, and a few other things that you have going. Is that okay?
Thank you, sir.
Okay. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show is, I tell you what, let's just take a break and we'll be right back, 7:45 in the morning. The weather today is going to be rainy with a chance of thunderstorms. 2nd of February, 2021. We'll be right back.
People sing, singing the song of angry men. It is the music of a people who will not be slaves again. When the beating of your heart echoes the beating of the drums, there is a life about to start when tomorrow comes.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
People, amazing how sheep will show up for the slaughter. No one condemning you, lined up like lemmings you led to the water.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl and Linda Bott here, and good morning. It is the 2nd of February, 2021, 7:48 in the morning. It's going to be raining today with a chance for thunderstorms. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. 4 out of 5 stars in specific categories, including heart attack care, emergency care, preventative care, a lack of surgical complications, and many, many more. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts there. We're on the phone with Judd Dunning, a liberal who at one point in his life, even though somebody in our chat room said, "Well, he must have been a liberal a long time ago," and who is now a conservative. When you were 10, I think that's what he said when he was 10. Is more of an, you could say, an activist. He's an author. He's a host of a variety of nationwide shows. And he wrote this, and he wrote an article called "The Biden's Call for Unity Means Surrender Conformity, but Can Be Beat." And you listed out a number of things that the Republican Party can do. Because if you don't play along and you're not nice, then they roll out all the terms again at you. Because obviously you must be all of these and pick anyone you like if you don't go along with Biden. But you said there's a list of priorities for both politicians and everyday Americans.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I wrote a little something for our next article I thought I'd share with you.
Sure.
Which is, it'll be a good context, but it's called We Won, meaning through the good luck and bad luck of medical aberration of losing hundreds of thousands of lives via a very aggressive flu, we Democrats were able to convert the American election system to being an entirely largely mail-in ballots for the first time in history and extend deadlines due to said crisis. And then by using support of almost $1 billion in dark money, the mainstream media and big tech and focused collusion, we were able to get people to vote early before any real debate and people that wouldn't have even gone to the polls that now overthrew an unbeatable president with great economics and success for an incumbent president. Many of these people who would have never even voted, had it not been for COVID, would have also pulled back from President Biden's son's laptop and treated this information in normal fashion by the media and the vetting process before an election. So the context is, you know, that's what's being held in front of us. And now people are saying, and I just want to get to this last point, now as a result of this, you, meaning all Republicans, should accept all of our 48 immediate deconstructive executive orders. And if you challenge the above, you are a treasonous, domestic terrorist, seditionist, hate the planet, stupid, or racist. So that is really the exact context of what happened, right? It was a medical aberration, not merit, in a meritocracy they won. We were suspicious, and we've been resistant. So, and now we're being threatened with all these consequences. So I just want to say, I added to this list, we need to create this conservative slander and defamation coalition. We need to create a conservative quid pro quo corporate cancellation coalition of people who not to work with, who immediately pulled out of the party. People are like, oh, that's vengeful and that's Democrat. It's just contextual reality in politics. When someone raises the intensity of the game, you have to play back. So with that being said and that being the context, there's a few things that we just need to do. I mean, one is with a vigilant state legislatures, we have to fix our broken voting system. They're doing it in Maricopa. The Supreme Court in Virginia just said, hey, next round, we're not letting mail-in ballots go past midnight. So there are coalitions forming, and that needs to be moving aggressively so that we have a voting system to rotate power. And then, you know, we need a primary if we can replace him with somebody else. Like, look at what McConnell's doing, the example that he's setting with Liz Cheney. We need to primary Republicans supporting the second impeachment or the censure of Cruz or Josh Hawley. I mean, we cannot eat our own right now. A third party could be a devastating rotation right now, even though there's a lot of rumblings about it. We got to fight the Green New Deal. We got to not do business with these woke corporations. We got to support our brothers in Israel, stand against China and Iran. And then we've got to look into the Fifth Amendment-based convention of states, which is where, you know, three-quarters of states can also change the Constitution if this gets out of control. We've got to stand for the wall. And the biggest thing that I have is I'll jump forward because I have a lot of things here. Oh, here, mock the false weaponized white nationalist leftist narrative. This is just a lie. So we can't engage it with any kind of respect. We have to engage it as it's false. Somebody called me a Trump racist the other day. I said, okay, well, you're a Biden pedophile. He goes, what does that mean? I go, exactly. It means nothing. I said, you have no, it's bigotry is the craziest claim. It's, you know, as the Dalai Lama said, what are the three rules of life? Be kind, be kind, be kind. Calling somebody a bigot is as brutal as it gets. Now, I have one more. I'll finish this with you. Support law and order. And the last one is, live it at home as you do in the world. Love and support your families. Hold them close in conservative values. Protect the conversations of life. And as Frank Sinatra said, the best revenge is massive success. We need to out-earn these socialists. In the meantime, I'm going to go out and work harder. I mean, Trump made me work hard. I'm going to go work even harder now. And then as Reagan said, be a happy warrior. Because it's good for your your physical and spiritual health. So if the enemy is playing hardball, we play it back. Do not lose our centers, because we are the happy. I mean, Dennis Prager says, you know, conservatives are happier.
Well, I think we are, because I think we're more optimistic. I think that people work hard, and they, even during the pandemic, they're thinking, okay, it's going to get better, it's going to get better, I'm going to get my business back online, et cetera, et cetera. The idea that of doing away with energy independence is going to be in a year, watching the cost of gas going up. And the cost of gas doesn't hurt rich people. Cost of gas hurts middle America. It hurts the working poor. It hurts them. And then, we'll get you into something like, we'll get you into other jobs. As John Kerry said, you picked the wrong field, being in gas and oil and coal. You know, what kind of energies are is that? To cut down, to break things down before you have things in place to, for jobs. This whole thing that President Biden's doing, this 48 executive orders, nobody's done that. Nobody's ever done that. And are the Republicans strong enough to stand against this, Judd?
Well, I think it's a matter of we've got to look a little harder at the system. We were not that organized. It's interesting because the Dems won the presidency and the control of the Congress, and they really weren't ready for that. And if you'll remember, when we won the midterms, we weren't ready. How recalcitrant were Republicans, when we won the midterms? Things didn't move for a little while. I mean, thank God we had a principled and, driving presidency in the overall arch of what's been going on with conservatism and Trump. But there's a gap of timing. And right now I think we're in that gap. Like, conservatives are like, whoa, we didn't think we were going to lose the Senate. So what are we going to do? The questions are going to be this. If we're at war, and I hate using that word because I am I love all Americans. I don't judge somebody for being a Democrat, progressive. They can be whatever they want. We're going to meet on the court. We'll have a beer afterwards, right? But with the things that we have to look at is, are they going to pack the courts? Right? That's going to change the game. Are they going to make Puerto Rico a state? That's going to change the game. Are they going to say they're not going to go after filibuster, but go after the filibuster? Are they saying they're not going to go after electoral college? Are they going to go after the electoral college? If they do that, if they try to deconstruct us into a long-term, structural change, then I think we could have a third party. We could have a lot of things going on. But I think the Democrats right now are scrambling for normalcy because Trump was such a shock to the system. We voted for Trump because he was a deconstructionalist and an anti-institutionalist and a man for the people. And it was a great ride. Unfortunately, he had a bombastic personality. He didn't know when to pull back. Besides that, on paper, he was pretty much great. So there are a lot of people who prefer normal. That's why there's so many dictatorships in the world. That's why there's socialistic leaders and theocratic monarchies. Because most people would like, they want the risk of success or failure eliminated. Even politicians. Politicians like the status quo. That very vulnerability is what makes us great. No safety net, no ceiling. Live the American dream. And our politicians are backtracking. So it's really, we've really got to watch as citizens. And remember, we don't cancel. We just use free enterprise and our free vote to remove people that aren't aligned. So hopefully conservatives can stay principled.
Okay, our guest has been Judd Dunning. And Judd, how can people read what you've written and hear you on the air?
Oh, gosh. Thank you so much. Two Twitter handles, at Judd Dunning and at Bullet Point Nation. We have a YouTube channel, Bullet Point Nation, where you can see our three shows.
And that's
and
Bullet
then a
Point.
Website.
That's Bullet Point Nation, okay?
In case, Bullet Point Nation, right? Or www.bulletpointnation as well. And then buy our book on Amazon. Just throw in Judd Dunning. And I promise you guys, it's a handbook. When you get all this fake news, you're like, okay, well, what are the actual truths? Okay, I got it. Now you can go back and check it out. Because we wanted to empower people to argue with just the average American.
Yeah, I liked what you said when, so you're a Trump racist. Oh, you're a Biden pedophile. because you're right. It means nothing because you're not a racist and the other person is not a pedophile. But
and then minimize it and go, pass the potatoes. Thanks.
There you go. Judd, thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us today.
A real honor and pleasure. Thanks for letting me talk.
You bet. Okay, take care. All right. After the break, we're going to have Judy Maxwell who's in here from Maxwell Insurance and Financial and catch up on what's happening this year and all the different changes when it comes to insurance and what you can prepare for this year. The time is 7:59 in 16 seconds. The weather report tells us it's going to be raining and a chance for thunderstorms, and currently 50 degrees in here. We'll be right back after the news.
Cut you free out of the treachery of walls you keep in. So trade your typical for something colorful. And if it's crazy, live a little crazy.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Several FBI agents have been shot while serving a warrant in a child exploitation case in South Florida, specifically in Sunrise, Florida. The FBI now says that two agents are dead, three wounded. While serving that arrest warrant, the suspect was killed. Clearing the streets of all of that snow in New York City, a plow found plenty of snow to work with in Times Square. Parts of the city got more than a foot of snow, while the nor'easter dumped more than 2 feet across parts of New Jersey as well as Pennsylvania.
The highest that I've seen is in Mentum, New Jersey. They got 30 inches.
National Weather Service meteorologist Laura Pagano, the storm has since moved on to northern New England. Republicans and President Biden still far apart in their COVID-19 relief proposal.
The two sides emerged from a two-hour Oval Office meeting describing it as productive and cordial, but the president views the GOP's $618 billion plan as insufficient. The White House says there were areas of agreement, but Mr. Biden will not settle for a package that fails to meet the moment. The president is backing a nearly $2 trillion assistance package, which Republicans argue is too costly, coming after December's $900 billion relief measure. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Well, the world's most famous groundhog says that winter is not over, not by a long shot.
Punxsutawney Phil came out of his burrow in Pennsylvania and saw his shadow, according to the Groundhog Club's Tom Dunkel.
There's a perfect shadow cast of me. Six more weeks of winter there will be.
Because of COVID, this year's event took place without an audience.
That's correspondent Julie Walker. Watching Wall Street stocks sharply higher, the Dow up 545 points, and NASDAQ ahead 159. More on these stories at townhall.com.
In 1901, a woman by the name of Annie Taylor climbed into a barrel so that she could ride that barrel over Niagara Falls, the first person to do so. The reason for her crazy endeavor? She was struggling to make ends meet, and she was hoping for fame and financial security. It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage, a faith and family mortgage team that tries to improve your financial outlook without having to ship you over a 170-foot waterfall. Our mortgage team happens to be an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This advantage often allows us to get you a better rate, which can save you monthly and lifelong money through a refinance, or help you with the cash-out refinance, cashing out some of your home's equity to use for life. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Neville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1335. Rec animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Hundreds of members of Myanmar's parliament confined inside their government housing in the country's capital a day after the military staged a coup, detaining senior politicians, including de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi. The BBC's Nain Chun Ai is in Yangon.
The city of more than 5 million people is trying to get back to normal. Panic buying for emergency food supply stopped. Most of the mobile and telecommunication services are back, and private banks are resuming their services after temporarily shut down yesterday. And many people gather to withdraw cash to brave the uncertain times ahead. In Myanmar's capital, Naypyidaw, troops with trucks and tanks are still surrounded the country's parliament.
Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy Party has released a statement calling on the military to honor the results of last November's election and release all of those it has detained. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com.
An inquiry has not found enough evidence to charge an officer in the death of a woman at the U.S. Capitol during last month's riot.
A preliminary investigation has not found enough evidence to criminally charge the U.S. Capitol Police lieutenant who shot Ashley Babbitt, a rioter who stormed the Capitol last month, according to law enforcement officials familiar with the inquiry. But the officials warned on Monday that the investigation by the city's police force, the Metropolitan Police Department, was not complete and that no recommendation has been made to the U.S. Attorney's Office in Washington, which would prosecute the officer. Civil rights prosecutors in the U.S. Attorney's Office opened a formal federal excessive force investigation into Ms. Babbitt's death in the days after the Capitol riot. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The erratic trading in shares of underdog companies like GameStop that had the financial markets in an uproar last week appears to have migrated to commodities now, sending silver prices surging to an eight-year high. Again, on Wall Street, the Dow up 572 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios with KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It is the 2nd of February, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And Ashley's here with the weather.
Six more weeks of winter. Back to you.
Yeah. Today is Groundhog Day, and Patuxent Phil saw his shadow. And so that means six more weeks of winter, which is okay for us out here because we need the rain.
And we're seeing that starting today and tomorrow. We're going to have that storm coming in. We should have a little gap overnight where it'll just be mostly cloudy enough to obscure the moon. But it'll drop down to about 33 degrees overnight and then start warming up throughout the week. We are going to clear up Thursday, and then by Saturday, we'll be a balmy 66 degrees.
Whoa, 66 degrees. Well, I don't know what to do about that. The weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Out of Anderson, been in the business a couple of decades there, Chuck and Judy Kenny. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. And sitting across from me is the world-famous Judy Maxwell.
Good morning, Carl. How are you today?
I'm fine. As some people say, I can tell it's, you know, with the first word. Oh, Judy Maxwell. Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. You know what? You know, yeah.
You just can't take that Texas out of a girl.
No, you can take her out of Texas, but you can't take Texas out of her. We were talking, before we get started with our insurance things and such, we were just talking about the amount of people we know that are moving to Texas.
It is
People we know. I mean, Linda's maid of honor at the wedding moved there last year. Yeah, well, last year was just a couple months ago, but they moved in 2020 and moved from Newport Beach. Had a nice place down there, and they just had it. And they moved to a suburb outside Dallas. You know, I think it's like 40, 50 miles
outside Dallas. It used to be just cow country, but no longer. I mean, it's just sprawling like crazy.
And you just, you know, we all know that Tesla and Hewlett Packard and
Hewlett Packard's going to Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Tesla, let's see, Oracle, they're all going to Austin. I had a guy in my office last night, and he works for Caremark, and they supply all the mini markets, and their home office was down in San Francisco,
mm-hmm.
and they're moving to Dallas. And all my family is east of Dallas. And they said, it's just crazy that it's just, you know, the property values are going up like crazy. And so people, all they see on the internet, oh, man, I can get this house and then just, you know, man, for so much money and all this kind of stuff. But I will tell you something. People don't realize the property taxes are really high there. I mean,
Texas does not have a state income tax.
No, they don't.
And their, I don't know what their sales tax is.
It varies.
By county, mm-hmm. I guess. But the property taxes, when I had my nephew lived there several years ago before all this crazy boom went off.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister was telling me he pays $9,000 a year in property taxes. And I went, oh, come on, that's not right. It's Texas. She sends it to me, and it was at least $9,000 a year for a house, you know, that was, I mean, it was a nice house, but it wasn't extravagantly priced. It was probably in the 300s. Mm-hmm. $9,000 a year. But you gave another example.
If you're wanting to buy up into the million-dollar houses and stuff like that, like they have, you know, a lot of nice homes like that in Houston and Dallas and Austin area and stuff like that. So I have some friends, and they bought a very nice multimillion-dollar house, but their taxes, their property taxes, are going to be $93,000 a year.
And that's the way that Texas makes some of their money, plus the fact there's so many businesses there and they're exploding.
Well, and that
again.
And part of that property tax is school taxes. They have very, very good schools, and they put the money into the schools. And they really do. And we had a great school system when I was going there. And even where all my family lives, east of Dallas now, because I grew up east of Houston. Now all my family is east of Dallas, and the schools there are just really top rated. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
well, we've looked at it. I mean, you know, Linda and I will go every so often. We get crazy and go, if we're going to move someplace, where would we go? You know, so you look at housing prices, but then you think, okay, this is a great deal. Tennessee or Texas or, some other places like that. South Carolina, North Carolina. But what are you going to do when you get there? It's that kind of thing, because we're.
Well, see, it's like all your friends and everything are here, and that's exactly kind of what happened with me when my husband passed away, and you know my heart was immediately kind of go to Texas, but I have my business here, my friends here, more importantly, my kids and my grandkids.
Yeah.
And so that's why this is home. I love to go back. And matter of fact, I'm buying my mom's house out of her estate and everything for my siblings. But that will be my place, you know, to go and hang out, you know, and when we have family gatherings and stuff. And then on this side, it'll be a little Airbnb. But the thing about it is this is my home, because this is where family and friends and, like I said, grandkids are.
It is. And I've lived here 13 years. Well, I shouldn't say that. I've lived here 10 or 11 years longer than I've ever lived anywhere else.
Wow.
In my entire life. Entire life is 3 and 4 years at a time. 5 high schools in 4 years, all these things. And now I've lived here since 2007. So coming on to 14 years. And it's just there's just something about Redding. And it's the people. But it's also the surrounding area, too. But it's mainly the people.
You know, I'm into my 30th year here.
Wow.
I know. We came in 1991. And it's just, and so, like, it is definitely home, you know. And as a matter of fact, when we moved here, my late husband, he says, you know, this place reminds me of Texas. He says it's got rolling hills like Austin. It's got the big lake like Austin. There's mountains in the background, and they're Texas-friendly people. And I think that really sums up Redding.
Yeah.
It really does, because people are so friendly here, and they are so much like Texans.
You know, when you I just noticed this the other day. I was walking across the parking lot, and some people were there, and you walk by, and they, you know, they look over and smile, and I smile back, mm-hmm. and I do things that I've never done before in my life, like I'll stop and talk to people that I don't know and have a really nice conversation with them, you know. And I don't usually, I'm not like that, but it just seems like in Redding it's easy to do.
Oh, shoot. When you're in the grocery line in Texas, I mean, by the time you know, check out all your groceries, you're best friends with the checker. I mean, it's just.
Yeah. And I've been in that line before when the person in front of me getting checked out, and they're showing pictures of their grandkids to each other. And I'm like, I've got a quarter milk here, and I would like it to be able to get out of here before it curdles.
I know.
It's always that one. Hey, you got your hair done. Oh yeah, I've got a new one. And I'm sitting there listening to this, going, oh please, please let this end. Let this end.
It is so true. It's so true.
Okay, I'm sitting here with Judy Maxwell. Of course, you know what? If you don't sound like Dolly Parton. You know, did anybody ever tell you that?
A few times.
A few times. Okay. And and we're going to take a quick break here, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to start talking what we came here to talk about, which was...
This is much more fun, I will say.
Which is insurance. And she's also got this one thing we'll do at the end. She's got information on one guy that I think we need to talk about just for a few minutes before we finish. And this portion of the show brought to you by River Common Senior Living. You know, if you've had enough, of... busted sprinklers, plumbing problems. Gosh, am I ever going to find toilet paper? Those kind of things. You know, maybe it's time to settle into a place where there's other people that are active like you, that you don't have to worry about what's going for meals. You've got a gourmet chef. You've got activity director there to think up of tours and places to go to. Or maybe you just want to leave your stuff there while you go visit your kids or go visit different parts of the world. All of this is available at River Commons Senior Living, located at 301 Hartnell Avenue, right in the center of Redding. And it is Northern California's premier retirement community. For more information, give them a call at 238-5981. Ask Brian why it is so great to live there. Worry less, smile more. River Commons Senior Living. We'll be right back. 8:15 in the morning, 50 degrees out there.
Amarillo by morning. Up from standing tall, everything that I got is just what I've got on. When that sun is high in that Texas sky, I'll be bucking at the county fair. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo, I'll be there.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
I'm Lee Holt.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's about 50 degrees out there. It's going to be raining today, maybe thunderstorms later on this today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793, discounts for seniors and veterans, a great place to do business with. And Four Winds Jewelry is bringing us this segment, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, a place where you can find that special gift for that special someone, and they can help you find that gift. If you're like Linda, she goes in there and puts just, you know, she puts little attachments to certain pieces of jewelry. So if I walk in there, Rebecca's able to show them to me right away. But Four Winds Jewelry, great selection, great prices. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Again, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. We're here with Judy Maxwell of Maxwell Insurance and Financial, a friend, but also somebody that has helped so many people. If there's an insurance question, and I constantly do this, and I know you're probably tired of this, somebody comes in with a problem, and people call us with, do you know anybody? Just, well, yeah, we do. And you've been able to help every one of them. And the latest is, and this leads us into what we're going to talk about, is a gentleman that came in that switched from Medicare, or no, he switched from Medicare to Medicare
Advantage,
and it's costing him money. And he said, you know, all of a sudden I'm paying for things. And he says, I hear Judy Maxwell on your show all the time. And he says, do you think she could help? And I said, yeah, I think she can.
Well, it is an honor and privilege to be able to help people, and, you know, being 28 years in the business, it is, you know, it's great to be able to share what we've learned to be able to help others. And because Medicare is very, very confusing, and there's so many parts about it. On standard Medicare, you have Part A is hospital, and Part B is for medical, and then Part D is your drug plans. Part C in there of Medicare is actually a Medicare Advantage. And so what people don't understand is that when you sign up for a Medicare Advantage, and they make it look so attractive on TV, especially with Joe Namath on there, you know. And,
oh, yeah.
But to where it's zero or $49 or something like that, where you may be paying, you know, maybe a couple hundred for your supplement. But what happens is that you are actually giving your Part A and B, you're signing it over to that Medicare Advantage. And it's kind of like an HMO, just think of it like Kaiser, where you have to go to their doctors, and then you have to stay within their network. But also what people don't understand, you have a basic $3,400 deductible, a $7,550 in-network deductible, and if you have to go out-of-network, it's over $11,000 a year.
Wow.
And so when you're back,
it doesn't say that up front,
does
it? It
doesn't say that in front. It doesn't. You know, to me, it's like false advertising. It makes it so frustrating because we're so regulated as agents, but then these insurance companies can put those things out there, and they look like, oh, this is too good to be true. And it really is. And so just like your friend, he says, oh, my gosh, I'm having to have all these office visits and tests done, and I'm having to pay everything out of pocket. Where when he was on Medicare, Medicare was picking up 80%, and then, you know, if you had a supplement, it would pick up the 20%, and you wouldn't have anything out of pocket. But here on Medicare Advantage, you're paying all these things out of pocket. And what people don't understand is once you enroll in that, you have only a certain window to go back to Medicare. And fortunately with your friend, he is in that window, and we can put him back onto Medicare.
Okay.
And so right now between January and March, You have that window to go back onto Medicare. You can change from one Medicare Advantage plan to another and all that. After March, you can't make any changes to your plan. And so then you have to wait until October and December, unless it's your first year. And that's the one I want to emphasize. So people who just signed up for Medicare Advantage this January, and they're in their first year, then they can go back. And you guys need to get counsel of that. If you go past this first year, then if you go back to original Medicare and you want a supplement, you're going to have to qualify by health through health questions. And so that first year, you have a guarantee to go back to the supplemental plan that you had before. But if you wait past a year and said, hey, I was healthy, you know, no problems. But if you wait past that year and then you say, oh, I want to go back to a supplement, you can't unless you have you answer health questions.
And then if something has come up in that year,
yeah,
whatever it is, it could cost you money.
It could cost you big time, yeah.
It could cost you.
And that's what your friend experienced.
Well, how can they – I just don't understand how they can just, you know, sell it like this, you know, that this is – what's the advantage of Medicare Advantage? Is there advantage at all?
You know, if it's – up here we don't have the network to really support it, you know. But some people that – in the Kaiser, you know, mm-hmm. world, if they're down there, they're not people who are going to travel a lot. You know, they're just there, and, you know, they have all their little network of doctors and all that stuff. Then it works really good. It works good in really highly populated areas. But up here, we just don't have the network to be able to support it. And so they keep trying to do it, but it doesn't work up here.
Well, my in-laws have,
yes.
My mother and father-in-law, God bless them, have Kaiser.
Mm-hmm.
But Kaiser is starting to close in. She's not getting the same doctors all the time. There's not much time. They're of the age where they could get the vaccinations, yet Kaiser has not called them back and all this. So they had to go through another source to get their vaccinations. For this COVID, and the reason that they won't move up here is because they don't have Kaiser. And you graciously sat down with them and explained to them how there's better programs
mm-hmm.
at a cheaper cost.
You know, whenever you start having to go to the doctor a lot and you're paying on the Medicare Advantage, these office visit copays, and if you're going into the doctors and you got health issues and you're paying, you're going to you know, 3 to 4 times to the doctors a week, you know, you're paying those co-pays, and you can easily get to, you know, $75, $80, $100 a week. Mm-hmm. And so where on a Medicare supplement, that's all covered. You don't pay for that, you know, depending on the plan you have. But most of the plans all pick up that 20%.
Well, they have been inordinately healthy for their age, mm-hmm. and they don't go a lot. Mm-hmm. But now it's starting to happen more. Mm-hmm. But they're very independent. And I think the thought of losing some of that independence, but the thing I'm concerned about, like most children are of parents that are getting up there, is it's going to be driven. Something's going to happen.
It is.
At some point.
Exactly. And the thing, okay, so the nice thing about in Linda's situation with her parents and stuff is that if they move up here, then they've moved out of the Kaiser area.
Mm-hmm.
And so that gives them an open window to get a Medicare supplement without asking any health questions.
Okay.
So we have special enrollment periods and rules that we can help and, you know, that help us to help, you know, parents like Linda's and stuff moving out of that area. So those are, you know, and then she could be up here. Then she could help take them to the doctors and stuff like that. So, and that's why you see any of the Medicare supplements or anything, the cost goes up with age because that's when that's when health conditions can come up very regularly.
If Texas had the Trinity Alps, I'm saying this now because we've got to take a break. If Texas had the Trinity Alps right in the middle, it would be the greatest state in America.
You know, I totally agree. And it's so funny when we moved my mother-in-law here from Wichita Falls, Texas, you know, she just loved just driving around looking. She says, you know, I think the clouds are prettier in California than they are in Texas. And here she was out there in the Dust Bowl. And so.
Those are clouds, Mom.
No,
that's dust.
Yeah, it's either a thunderstorm or a tornado coming. And so, but it's true that the clouds up from the mountains and all that stuff, we have beautiful clouds here.
Her ad spots are the best on KCNR. And that I love her voice. Reminds me of a sister or a cousin's voice.
Oh, well, thank you.
So there you go.
There you go.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to be right back after these messages. Cypress Square Barbershop is bringing us this segment. Tim and Logan over there give one good, great haircut. It's the only place I've gotten my haircut since I've lived in Reading. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work on appointments. They keep you safe in there. They follow all the rules, so make sure you're not going to catch anything weird, and you're never going to get a bad haircut. So give them a call at 244-9478. And remember, it's man's last stronghold. We'll be right back.
Insurance rates cause lots of debates, comparing all of those plans. I turned 26 when Mom gave me the nick, so I took my life in my own hands. But every option I found felt like some kind of trap. That's when I discovered Lysol and bubble wrap. Say hello to my new...
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Want to have the most unique, memorable Valentine's weekend? Shining Care presents The Shining Affair. Saturday, February 13th, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. The best part? It's happening from the comfort and safety of your own home. It's an elegant, virtual evening of interactive entertainment, including live music from FM Flyby. Enter or watch a fun lip-sync challenge, the Best in Bling contest, and much more. You join the party with Zoom and let the fun begin. With the party in a box, you'll have all the contents to create your own festive backdrop for everyone to see. Plus, mingle and see everyone's bling attire on your Zoom screen. Join CR Gibbs mixologists in making a signature cocktail. Vote on the lip sync challenge performances and best in bling outfits. Be moved by testimonials of Shining Care's mission of compassionate support, expert guidance, and assistance to at-risk elders for safety and well-being. Tickets start at just $25, available at shiningcare.org. Proceeds benefit Shining Care's programs to help at-risk elders in our community.
Your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fight Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today. 605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And 50 degrees out there. It's going to be some thunderstorms possibly in our near future here today. Today is the 2nd of February, 2021. Now I've caught everybody up on all of that, and I'm here with Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Finance. We're talking about health care insurance, and we're going to get into some of the executive orders that President Biden has said and how that's going to impact on your health care. But let's go to the phones. Janice, good morning.
Good morning. A year ago at this time, I had been out of the hospital. I had double pneumonia and bronchitis, and with this Medicare Advantage, I could not get into any rehab, and then I couldn't even get anyone to come. No, I was not allowed to have anyone come into my home for PT or for checkups. It was devastating. Judy helped me through it afterwards, but it was just shocking.
Well, what I can't figure out is that when you put the word advantage on it, it's kind of like putting, you know, stars around something. Mm-hmm. You know, that means it's better. But obviously, it's not, Judy.
No, it's not, Janice, and I'm so glad that we were able to help you. And that's what people don't understand with a Medicare Advantage. It's, you know, you're having their rules. You're not under the Medicare rules. With Medicare, you would have been able to have somebody come to your home. You would have been able to go to have rehab. And this is what, you know, we preach to people as much as we can, but people are so focused on the money. And it's one of those sayings, you get what you pay for. And so for, you know, the $49 of zero copays, they think, oh, this is going to be so great. But just like you experienced, it's not so great. And so, you know, So sorry you had to go through that, but now that you're in a better place, I'm so thankful for that.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Janice, you a year ago you had this double
mark? Yes.
Do you think you might have had the first COVID case?
Well, my Dr. Levings thinks so, but it's hard to say.
Yeah.
Because a month after my my x-ray for my lungs, I was clear, and I never had a serious cough.
Okay. Well, so, you know, it's got so many weird...
And nobody got sick who came and take care of me.
Oh.
If it was so contagious, we had people coming and going in here.
Yeah.
So, well, that's all I can say.
Well, I'm so glad that you recovered so well and that and Judy's got you back on the righteous path of Medicare.
Thanks to Dr. Levings, who's a PhD in acupuncture. So,
oh, okay.
I just put in work for her.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am. You know, when you hear people call in like this and say, how's that make you feel?
You know, this is the greatest joy in the world is being able to help people and getting stories like this, you know, because we made a difference, you know, and that's, you know.
Making a difference, that's it.
And so it's super great. That's when we do what we do.
And you're doing it so good. You've been doing it since 1993.
Yeah.
And you keep expanding all the time.
So we've got a great team, and that's what, you know, I'm really, really pleased with. Everybody is very passionate, and we try our hardest. But I tell you what, it has been such a challenge for us to do our work because almost all the insurance companies are working remotely, and so where we could get an answer just immediately,
mm-hmm.
I mean, they've got to email somebody to get this, to do that, and it takes so much longer for us to get answers back, and that's probably the most frustrating thing. I was talking to somebody and I gave them my spiel and what I needed and stuff like that, and they says, oh, could you repeat that? I was finishing my text, and boy, you just want to reach your hand through that phone. it's so frustrating.
You know, I'm carrying here. This is the Shasta County.
And,
there's a anyway. Okay. So going on, what has President Biden done that is just that's? I mean, he's only been there a week or two weeks. Which besides the 48 executive orders, what's happened?
Well, first thing I want to check on first is one of the orders that he signed. I think it was last Friday for effective February 1st, which was, you know, Monday. So Covered California is going to extend till May 15th. And so anyone who is uninsured or eligible to roll in can roll in health care coverage through Covered California. If you're on a plan, you cannot change that plan. But if you lose coverage or anything like that, then, you know, or you need coverage, then we can get you through Covered California. The carriers have a little bit, you know, a little bit extra rules and stuff. But anyway, if you need coverage, give us a call and we can figure out what.
And we're talking about health coverage here.
Just individual health coverage, yes.
Now, is that cost effective?
This is the thing about the Affordable Care Act. It is not affordable in many cases. When you have, I was just talking to you the other day, we had a young family who, if they do not qualify through Covered California income-wise, then they have to buy directly with the carriers. This happens a lot with our individuals, maybe in their 60s before they go on Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a young family. They were both 30 years old, three kids, and they got an 88% price increase on their plan. They went from $900 a month to $1,500 a month, which is like a mortgage payment.
And you know what? And you said that to me the other day. That's why I wanted to bring this up. Yeah. That, and I heard when we went through this thing with President Obama was in, that young families, mm-hmm. that their deductible went up. Like,
oh, yeah.
they doubled their deductible.
And this is a $6,000 calendar year deductible. And it's crazy. But what people understand is that for those who got grandfathered, I have another client, and it's him, and he's got five kids, and he was on one, and he's stuck with one of the grandfather plans, which is only like about a $2,800 deductible.
Mm-hmm.
And so for that family, they're only paying like $400 and something a month. But under the Affordable Care Act, this family's paying $1,500. And so it is not – so.
It's kind of like Medicare Advantage, affordable and advantage. It depends. It just is totally – it depends on a very narrow set of circumstances.
It really, really is. And so with the Affordable Care Act, a lot of controversy is, you know, okay, What's the deal with the Supreme Court? You know, and they're supposed to rule on in April if the Affordable Care Act is actually legal or not, you know.
Oh, and about forcing people, yes, to buy into it.
So Texas and some of the other states, they came up and they did a lawsuit because under the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017, the federal government took away the penalty so mm-hmm. that, you know, if you didn't want insurance, you weren't going to get penalized for it because before, if people didn't take insurance, then they'd have to pay a penalty when they reconciled their taxes. But so that's basically what the Supreme Court is going to be ruling, is that if that is invalid, then they will resolve whether it's enforceable or not enforceable and how it's going to come out. We don't know how that's going to come out, but if they keep the Affordable Care Act intact, then the Democrats can make some changes. Now, they don't have a supermajority, which would require, you know, some big changes, but budget-related items only require a simple majority. And so since Medicare and the Affordable Care Act, you know, they impact the federal budget, they can make some changes on that. One of the changes that we anticipate is they may increase the subsidies that, you know, will allow people, make it affordable if you go through Affordable Care Act. But where it leaves people out are the people that don't afford, that can't go through Covered California. And so that's the real gap. And I'm not sure if that's going to be corrected or not. And that's the problem that I have with it, because it's not affordable if you can't go through the Covered California exchange.
And you can't if you make too much money.
If you make too much money.
And a lot of people, that may not be a problem during COVID, but for a lot of people, that is a problem.
That is a problem.
And so that money that they make that keeps them out of that, by the amount of money that they have to pay for health insurance for them and their children, it puts them under it.
Yeah.
But it doesn't count.
It does. And then the other problem, too, is that your income has to be a certain limit, or the kids go on partnership and then the parents get a good plan. And so you don't want your kids on partnership, then you have to pay outside of the exchange. So it's pretty frustrating, pretty complicated. in trying to help people. And
you know what I would recommend, and not just because Judy's a friend and I have insurance with Linda and I have insurance with her, of course, is that it is tough, and they make it tough. Like, I think it's something to do with the medicines that in Medicare. It's got 32 different plans or something, or maybe I'm wrong.
Oh, you're talking about the drug plans
and
the
drug plans for Medicare is like it's numerous plans. I mean, how do you pick out which is the best one unless you've got an expert sitting there with you?
And we do our best on the drug plans. And one of the things that is not there for Medicare, which I wish it was, Medicare is not able to negotiate drug prices.
Wow.
And
if
that,
they could.
And that is huge, if they could.
Why can't they?
You know, it was part of, believe it or not, it's part of the Medicare Reconciliation Act, and it was not put in there, and part of it is because of the drug lobbyists.
Of course.
You know?
I wonder how much money changed hands on that one, because think about how much medicine that Medicare buys a year. You can't tell me that they couldn't drive those prices down.
Oh, I know. The frustrating thing on the Part D plans for us is that none of the drug plans will cover chemotherapy drugs that you have to pay on your own. If you get infusion, if you get something done in the doctor's office or in, you know, at the oncology clinics or something like that, that's all covered under Medicare. But if you have a prescription drug that you get at the pharmacy, that's not covered. Now, I have one client, and I will say there are one of the things that we've experienced big time are non-COVID related illnesses. We have lots of people that have gotten really seriously ill, but I think a lot of it's brought on about stress and stuff.
Yeah, sure.
But anyway, his drugs outside were going to cost him between $2,000 and $4,000 a month. But let me encourage you that if you do have this, talk to your doctor. A lot of the doctor's offices have grants and things that they can do for those drugs. And talk to the drug maker, and they may have, you know, special pricing and stuff like that.
Yeah, so, you'll see that in their advertisements if you're having problems buying this, to reach out to them. So
your health care should not be compromised because of medication. There's resources out there. And so don't let that just stop you. Just, you know, ask around and ask your doctor because they have lots of resources too. So,
okay. We're here with Judy Maxwell of Maxwell Insurance and Finance. We're talking about we're still in open enrollment for changing your health plans, but for Medicare, if you have Medicare Advantage, you might want to talk to Judy or your insurance professional about why this is not a good idea for the vast majority of people living up in this region. Also covered California. They've extended that for people too, but there's so many hoops here that you need to talk to somebody that knows what the hoops are, including the ones they set on fire. Yeah. So, okay, we're going to take a quick break. It's 8:47 in the morning here on the 2nd of February, 50 degrees out there. Plan on rain and maybe thunderstorms today. We'll be right back.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Sometimes you have to go away to get away to relax. Enjoy an affordable staycation experience at Wind River Resort and Casino. Standard rooms only $89 a night, Sunday through Thursday. Call or book online now, 1-800-280-UWIN or windriver.com. Offering mobile check-in and check-out, valid through March 20th. Must have a River Club card. Some restrictions apply. Use promo code WINTER21. Join us for a safe and comfortable stay at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Get game day ready with Black Bear Diner. Their family meals to go make perfect party platters for your game day crowd. Choose a party favorite such as chicken strips or cheeseburger sliders, new for the big game. And add a platter of golden onion rings for just $10.99. Visit blackbeardiner.com to start your order. Look for family meals to go. Pre-order starting Thursday, February 4th.
Black Bear Diner.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
She had not been 2 weeks from shore when Ryan Cohen joined the board. The captain called all hands and swore he'd take his shares and hold.
Soon may the Tandy Man come to send a rocket into the sun.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl and DeBott, Linda's on assignment today, and I'm here with Judy Maxwell of Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We've been talking health insurance, and I tell you what, you've touched on things that, you know, I've got, of course, the VA, and Linda has TRICARE. Well, this year, we started paying a monthly fee for TRICARE, and when it started, I saw things, and I thought, well, does that mean me? And I called the TRICARE lady, and she said, oh, no, that's not you. Well, then I get a letter, like, a week ago that says, hey, if you don't pay your $33, we're going to take you off of TRICARE. And so I called him and talked to somebody that actually knew what he was talking about. And in 2017, Congress passed an act, took effect January 1st, 2021, that now everybody that's in TRICARE has to pay, you know, so much a month where it never was before. And so you have to, you know, you take it out of your retirement or whatever it is. But that was a change. So, yeah. And they, talking to two people, had two different answers.
Well, and you know, Carl, that's the thing. People, I mean, the tax train's coming along with all the fees, because fees are basically taxes.
That's all they are.
And so that's all they are. And, you know, one of the things, too, is Biden wanted to lower the Medicare eligibility to 60.
Oh, my God.
And so, and that impacts 23 million people.
Uh-huh.
And now 13 million of those people are on group insurance and that sort of thing. But what people don't understand is, so part of your payroll taxes
mm-hmm.
goes, your Medicare payroll taxes, the employer pays part of it and you pay part of it out of your wages. That goes to Part A hospital, and Part A hospital is free to everyone, okay? But that trust fund for the Part A is actually, it's looking for exhaustion. They're saying 2024.
Well, that's
which is really right around the corner. So so they can't afford to lower it to 60 because they don't have the dollars there. Now,
I thought they were trying to raise the age to one more year, so that would keep it, you know, keep it solvent for a while. But if you drop it from what, 62 or 65?
If you drop it to 60, you know, you're going to be putting more people on that hospital Part A, which is free to everyone going on Medicare,
right.
And so. you know, like I said, the tax train's coming. Just watch out, because that's the only way that can support some of these policies that they want to do. And so the Medicare Part B, you pay part of that, you know, and now that is income related. So with people in higher incomes, they're paying more for their Part B. And then the deductibles that Medicare doesn't pick up, those are going to go up a little bit too. So that's all self-supporting. And then the Part D, that's through insurance premiums, which is, it's all regulated through Medicare, CMS, but it's still, that's self-supporting. But it is the Part A hospital that is the real problem. And so we don't see that's changing as far as Medicare going down to age 60 until, you know, until some of the other issues get resolved.
Oh, wow.
So there will be maybe, like the drug prices, that was another thing that they wanted to do, is bring down the drug prices. But it's very, very political, especially with your drug manufacturers. And so,
Trump cut the price for insulin and the EpiPens by half. And then I understand that Mr. Biden canceled that.
He canceled a lot of things. And so it's ever changing. You know, the problem, the real problem is that there's just too many hands in the cookie jar. I mean, that's just the biggest problem of all. There's too many hands in the cookie jar, and everybody's fighting and all that. And that's another reason why I don't think universal health care, which is what Bernie Sanders is wanting, and a lot of those things, because, you know, you have even Democrats at odds on how some of that's going to look. And then it would take like a supermajority, and so they just don't have the votes. So you'll see budgetary things get changed, because that's just a simple majority, you know, just a,
sure.
But I don't think anything with 2/3 votes is going to get passed, and so
unless they do away with the filibuster.
And so yeah, that one's a challenge too. So I mean,
it's
never going to be dull, that is for sure. But all these players, they want a piece of the pie.
If you have questions about your Medicare, especially if you have Medicare Advantage and you haven't had to use that yet, but looking at the, you just opted into it, that you might want to ask Judy questions on how this is going to impact you. And you've just heard from somebody that had Medicare Advantage that she couldn't get the treatments afterwards because it wasn't covered. So, you know, they don't make it easy. And which is why you have to trust your insurance agent. You know, we trust Judy with our insurance, friendship and everything else, too. Now, I have to ask you this question.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Because I realize you can't talk about 99% of the things because of how you're restricted in the financial side. But this GameStop and the guy that started it, can you give a quickie on that?
I'll try to give a quickie. His name was Keith Gill, and believe it or not, he works for Mass Mutual Insurance Agency. And so what's funny is that he did this as a hobby and down in his basement, and he started back in 2019, I think it was, following GameStop. And so and then he kind of had his own club, and so did YouTube videos and all this, and got his own following. His mother kept asking him, "Are you doing anything illegal down there?" He says, "No, I'm just doing a little day trading, stuff like that."
Living with his mom.
Yeah. He's okay. Living with his mom, and like I said, working in the basement, worked for Mass Mutual during the day. And when it's all said and done, he made about $33 million out of that deal.
$33 million because he was doing his homework. Mm-hmm. He saw what they were doing in the hedge funds, and he goes, "Well, I think we can take advantage of that." And then he used Reddit, and the trading app was Robinhood. And Robinhood broke its own rules by stopping
the trading. They broke their own rules. It just went crazy.
And so there's a lot of people made money, not like the $33 million, but I'm sure, you know, you're hearing about little families that got into it, made $1,600. Mm-hmm. On it. And, you know, that's, you know, for people that are out of job because of COVID, that was really helpful. So, wow.
But that's an anomaly, I will say.
Yeah. But if they did it once, they could do it again.
I know. And so I know the SEC is looking at this, and there's, of course, one
it's
of the
It's not
things,
illegal.
It's not illegal. And so, but all this does is just going to make more rules and regulations. And just like now when I open up an account for somebody, it's like taking out a mortgage. There's so many, you know, so many papers and disclosures and all this stuff that we have to do. And it's
that's why it's very, very difficult to have anybody come on and talk about the financial markets because of all the restrictions.
We can't. Yeah, we can't.
You just can't do
anything.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Judy.
Oh, my gosh. This went by so fast.
I have an announcement to make. Yesterday we had some gents on talking about Senate Bill 252 by Senator Wiener out of San Francisco about prohibiting all bear hunting, just doing away with bear hunting in California, even though that we have the third or fourth largest amount of bears in the United States, including Alaska and all this. Last night, Senator Wiener pulled that bill because of the pushback they got from thousands of people. He said, you're not working on COVID, you're working on stopping hunting bears, plus the fact that there was the fish and game scientist said this was no place, you know, we don't need to do that. So he pulled that bill. So
Wow, that's a victory. That's a win. That is a win, and we have to celebrate our wins.
Yeah, and you know what? I don't hunt bears. That's not the point. The point is the fact that that was $1.4 million being taken out of the Fish and Game, Fish and Wildlife Department if he had done that.